I realise that I've asked you a terribly difficult question here. What I'm really asking you is to redesign the whole of the education system for the 21st century. But here are some of the things that we need to take into consideration. In an industrial age, it made a lot of sense to have children attending school at the same time that their parents were working. In fact, that became even more important as more and more women started to work, so that often both fathers and mothers were working, and therefore the kids were in school and getting educated, and that worked very well for everybody. In fact, we can go back even further to than the industrial age to look at the long summer holidays and where they came from. They came originally when many of the children were in families that were in rural occupations, and the harvest had to be brought in. In fact, universities are built around that idea that the students would go home because of the harvesting and the need to work on the farms during the summer. So those are all historical reasons why we have the kind of structure of the higher education system and the school systems that we have today. But nowadays we have people working much more flexibly, maybe one parent at home or both parents at home, but actually working from home. We have people working in flexible jobs where they can work collaboratively through the internet with other workers. They may only attend the office for, say, a morning a week or something like that. So that causes actual problems when we look at the way that schools are organised at the moment, because in the UK recently, the government brought in a law that prevented parents taking their children out of school for holidays other than the regular holiday times. And what that has led to, of course, particularly in Europe, more so than North America, is incredibly expensive holiday periods when everybody goes on holiday at the same time. Airfares are doubled, accommodation is much more expensive, rather than staggering the holidays throughout the whole of the summer, for instance, or even starting in May or April. So society is sort of organised things around what was an industrial model, when in fact we don't need to organise it that way. At the same time, there are very good reasons for having schools and campuses. Social learning is particularly important. The idea of people learning together and learning how to work and study and live together on a face-to-face basis is still an important life skill that we all need to learn. Also, there's a lot of research now to say that particularly young students suffer if they spend too much time looking at screens. It affects their development. They develop more slowly if they spend a lot of time in front of screens. So we need to provide alternatives to young people other than being fully online, for instance. So what we really need to think about is this right mix of flexibility, but also providing opportunities for face-to-face learning and for face-to-face activities. But we don't have to have this rigid 9-to-5 week that we've got at the moment, when students all have to attend school exactly at the same time in classes of 1 hour every day. We could have a much more flexible arrangement. Now, how that could be brought in and how you would get parents to agree to that, I think is another matter altogether. But we do have a lot of research now on what works best in terms of how the organisation of student learning. For instance, we know that teenagers especially tend to wake up later in the day while they're growing, mainly because they need more sleep because they're still growing. So we could have more flexibility around teenagers and what times they attend. At the same time, I have to realize that learning and studying is a discipline. It needs people to set aside a time, meet deadlines, and so on. So even if we had a more flexible online provision, we've still got to make sure that students know when work needs to be done, the consequences of not doing that work, and so on. So I think what's really needed is a group of people to sit down and really rethink the education system. But instead of just building it on personal preferences and so on, really look at the research into how students learn best and what's required for good learning, and gradually introduce some reform and changes to our education system.